everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! We back! Oh, this is weird. I see somebody next to me. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if I'm ready. But here we go. Petey, I would say across the phone line. No, he's to my left. Back on your KC Morning Show, Pete. Hi, buddy.
Good morning, Hartsville. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Monday again. Always weird Monday when it comes around. You know? Back again. It's not a neighbor or a friend or a guest that you really want to run into, but always seems to be around, doesn't it?
You really help me slide into the week, don't you? You really get me boned up for the rest of the week. That was a great way to tee up the Monday, Pete.
Back in the studio today and looking around at just... It was the KC Morning Show, and we really themed the studio to be Kansas City-based, and now it is about, I would say, 60% Kansas City, 40% Star Wars. So that's what
Come on, man. Come on, man. Look around you. Look how good this looks. It's kind of clean. There's art. There's figurines.
I mean, I look straight forward, and there's a picture of R2-D2 staring me in the face.
You should be honored to have the privilege of R2 to look at you. Look, you see who's right there next to him? You see that?
That's C-3PO?
No, that's Yoda, you clown.
Yoda.
Right above that, you got a Chewbacca koozie.
That's right.
Look at that. So what do you think, man? Come on.
Yoda was born, I think he was born in Overland Park, so it is fitting. That is fitting. If you're just waking up in Kansas City, it's hot. It's 79 degrees, but the real feel is even hotter.
Oh, Pete, what is that real feel? Break it off to me, because you're right next to me now. Break me off.
84 degrees real feel, so that's 5 degrees more than the actual temperature, which is not what you want. 87 degrees today on Monday, high, low 76. Mix of clouds and sun during the morning will give way to cloudy skies this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with late showers or thunderstorms. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 92, low of 75. So some hot days to start the week. And as I'm looking down at your 10-day.
Ooh, give me that 10-day. I got things to plan for, Pete.
91 and above the next 10 days at least.
All right, so. I'm not doing anything I have planned. I take it all back. Never mind.
Air conditioner, if you have it, if you're lucky enough. If not, fan.
Fan. You have a hand for that, right? A hand's good for a lot of things.
I mean, you can
it's a multi-purpose tool.
At this stage of the game, you should be able to figure out how to get an electric fan. Mm-hmm. I understand. Air conditioner, there's a lot that comes with it. You got the monthly bill and everything like that. A fan, I mean, you could pay, what, $15, I bet, now and get a fan.
I just love that you're throwing shade. See what I did there?
No pun intended.
Pun intended and encouraged. Welcome back. You had to see that coming. I can't believe how much I missed you.
I'm not. I just wasn't a fan of the joke. That's all. I know you did miss me. I'm glad to be missed. It was good to be missed. Is what I'll say back to that.
So how was your weekend, buddy? What you been up to?
Laying low. I thought we were headed to a place where I could start to see friends again. In fact, I had gone to a barbecue and I had gone to a place out to get dinner and drinks and. And it's starting to feel like it's coming to a screeching halt a little bit. I wonder how long this stay in the studio with you will be. I'm
thinking maybe a day. I'm honestly thinking, man, that there might be news breaking this afternoon or something. I have a feeling that this is one of those, like, you know, got a chance to,
right,
to knock some of the cobwebs off. You got to see your key still works.
Right.
You
know, right.
You need to at least get some kind of ROI on the rent payment that you're making. You know, we're paying too much rent for you to be staying at home. So. Welcome. Give me a spin.
Yeah, it looks good.
And we'll see you. We'll see you back in August.
So I laid low. I stayed home basically for most of the weekend. I did catch Irresistible, the movie.
Yeah.
On Sunday night.
How was that?
Reviews are horrible, but I thought it was excellent. And usually I'm one with the reviews, but. And I thought it was really good. I thought it was a unique look at politics. I think you would enjoy it. It sort of I'd probably enjoy it more. It makes fun of just how politics go on both sides of the equation and what goes into it and whatnot. So I don't know. I thought it was a really good movie.
little Sunday night flicks for Peter Sween. And we have to ask Sean about that.
Yes, you should. You
our
should.
Boy,
you should
our
see
boy
what
Shed
he
Words.
It was a good movie, and I, you know, I'd recommend it. There are some other movies out this weekend.
Are you still getting the perks? Are you still getting
well,
set DVDs?
I would be if I hadn't moved. I think they might have my old address.
Oh no! Because if you don't remember, Pete, for some reason, as a sports journalist, was included on the motion picture media list. My man was getting like the 4-year consideration DVDs before anybody else.
I'm part of the union. And
here
it's based in the East, so they just assume that I'm an award voter. Which, look, I could be. You don't know. I what if I voted? What if I went and voted?
You know, it is an anonymous ballot, so I would never know if it was yours or not.
That's right.
There's no chance. There's no way.
Yeah.
You just described the movie as it was pretty good. I don't think they need those kind of takes in the Academy. I think they've got somebody better than that.
It was between good. And very good. It was somewhere that lives between them. So that's what I would say about it. It wasn't great. It wasn't very good. It was a little bit better than good, a little bit less than very good.
Can you type that up in 3,000 words and post it on Rotten Tomatoes for me?
Sure. Happy to do it.
Make an article out of that, you know?
Siskel and Sweeney. Two thumbs.
Oh, no. We just found our title.
Maybe
that
one and a
quick.
Half thumbs. For
so I... You see, I'm dressed up today.
You are. You're looking good.
You know, I had to...
You look like a flower pot.
Yeah, it's I peacock, don't I? I really do. I think I look damn good, if I'm being honest. I have an interview today. I got some things I'm going to do.
Is it as a dance instructor?
A 5, 6, 7, 8! If it's chorus line, I can probably knock it out.
Just to pull the curtain back, because I don't think we're going to do video today, because we're not filming this, actually, so we won't. But you... are wearing these black pants and what really I would describe as a flowery dark blue and white.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you could be the guy that goes with the celebrity on Dancing with the Stars.
It's got that flamingo look to it for
right.
sure. It absolutely does.
Sure.
Who was the guy that did he was in New York, did the line, Mariachi? Not Mariachi, mm-hmm. is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I look like I can.
Yeah, it was Mary and Frank Iachi.
Liberace. There we go. I'm back. Okay.
Killing it today. I mean,
rare form today.
This is it.
Rare form. Well, I have an interview, and it's a Zoom interview. I'm not sure if you have done any of this stuff yet. I like to pride myself on being a pretty good interviewer, especially if I can get in the room. Once I see the boss right. man, boss lady, I just have a way we connect. You know, I don't know if it's the professional wrestling in me that I can just, you know, grab the brass
right.
ring and bring it home. I can cut a good promo. I think that's kind of what it is. You can cut promos. You're all selling yourself, you know. But this Zoom thing, like, I don't get a chance to make that natural vibe. I can't
right.
read the room like
can't
I would normally do.
Sit on someone's
do.
Lap on a Zoom. Yeah.
That's basically it. I can't. We can't eventually fall in love over Zoom. That's the problem. So as I was ironing my beautiful flower shirt, I got a bright-ass baby blue blazer to go on top.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks pretty good. But as I was doing that, I was able to make time. I made time for you.
Yes.
I made time for me. And I made time. For a list!
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list!
Oh, did you miss this? Did you miss it up close and personal, Pete?
I didn't.
Oh, you did not? Okay. It's got the same effect as before.
Yeah.
You're going to end up... I know it's been a while since you've seen me do a list.
Right.
And, you know, I've changed some things up since we last did this together. I now hide the list from you,
mm-hmm.
so you can't see the top 5, the top 10. I now...
It would be nice to see the list.
Well, I think now I've been bringing better list. If I'm being real, I think the content has been a little bit better.
Right.
And I think people, dare I say even you, Pete, are getting something out of this. So here's what you do.
It's a stretch, man.
Okay. Yeah, welcome back, Pete. The list of Hartzell is my list. I put it together. No, I didn't. TheMuse.com put
there
this together. How to adapt to interviews in the age of Corona. You doing that Zoom thing? We got you covered. How to adapt.
You know, I just realized, I don't think there's been one list of Hartzell that's actually been a list of Hartzell. It's a list of everywhere else.
Listen, do you say that same thing to BuzzFeed?
I don't.
You say that same thing to that Chiefs aggregate you got that you just retweet?
Look, man, people need the news, and if we don't have any to report, we got to recycle and reuse.
That's true. Reduce, reuse, recycle. How to adapt to the Zoom life, interviewing over Zoom. This list starts with my list. Prep for remote interviews. Be prepared. At the end of the day, my friends, an interview is still an interview. You got to sound like you know what you're talking about because you can't win them over with your eyes like you used to. So you got to know what you're talking about. Know that it's okay to be a human. Yo, your Wi-Fi may not be so hot. All right, maybe that connection's slow.
Maybe you got DSL.
You got DSL. What? What? Maybe. We'll come back to that one. Maybe you don't have the background. You know, that's the barrier of entry for that. Where's my shelf in the background? Do I have good-looking books? Do I look like I'm educated? Sure. Is my room cleaned? So just remember, it's okay to be human. Stuff's going to happen. Don't even worry about it. Also, communication is key.
Right.
Make sure that that resume is also an extension of your voice, especially now in the age of Corona. Again, this is Lista Hartzell. Ways you can keep interviewing over Zoom and make it work. Highlight your proactive skills so you can have something you want to keep talking about. Don't get flustered so that you don't know what to say. You start umming and oohing. No. Make sure you keep talking about yourself, the things you know that you can highlight.
Because I don't think you're going to have a problem with that.
Oh. what are you trying to say?
No, I think you have a lot of these already wrapped up in your repertoire.
We're going to finish up with a couple here. Get creative by playing up your strengths. Like we said, creativity. They like to see that background. If you got a personality, show it. And we're going to finish it with this. Demonstrate an interest in integrating into a team.
Right.
You know what? Hey, eventually we'll be back to a normal. You're going to be back in a studio, maybe. You're going to be back in an office setting, maybe.
Maybe.
Just make sure you do a team. Make sure you want to be a part.
There is no I in team, but there is a heart. That's what you want to say.
There's not just a Hartzell. There's a list of Hartzell. Some of our best work. Some of my finest.
Yeah, just put the camera in eye length. That would be what I would say. Because you don't want to be looking down. No one wants to see your double chin that everybody has. Or you know, maybe
Wait,
you don't have.
Are you giving legitimate tips right now?
Yeah, that's the tip.
That wasn't on my list.
When you're talking, look at the camera. Don't look at the screen because it'll look like you're not looking at them.
So what am I supposed to look at? The little dot right here?
When you're talking, look at the dot.
Man, that's weird. That's like when I see those YouTube stars. You know, they talk to the camera too, and it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't.
Look, you know what? Don't look them in the eye. Look away when you talk.
Well, listen. They got to earn that respect from me. You know, they got to earn that. Now, I know I'm applying for their job, but they got to earn my eye contact.
No doubt about it.
I don't give free shows, baby. You know that.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right.
And I got a little thing here. I got a
lectern.
Is it a lectern?
Yeah.
A Hannibal lectern?
A lectern is where you put the speech. Like if you're going to speak, you put the speech on the lectern and you're ready to go.
I wish we were doing video because I could stand up right now and do an excellent Obama.
One thing at a time.
If you check the door, I think I.
Oh, no.
Hey, Radio Henry, can you go get the door for me? Everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Mr. President Barack Obama back in the KC Morning Show.
He's here. He loves to come on the show.
Well, you know, I heard Peter Sweeney.
That's me.
Was coming back to the show. Peter, I believe Hartzell said Peter B. Sweeney. He's back and ready to go.
Oh.
Peter F. Sweeney, fired up, ready to go. So I just wanted to come on back. I see you had a lectern, and I felt like that was something I should be a part of. And Hartzell, good luck. Pete, welcome back. And I got to go write some speeches for Joe, because that man is still asleep.
Yeah, yep, you know he's not up yet. Thank you, Mr. President. All right, let's do some news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team! Assemble!
Oh, yeah! We back, baby!
Wow.
It's your news break on your KC Morning Show. The KC Morning Host, stand up! Represent on a Monday, Peter!
I gotta imagine the sound quality is a lot sharper when we're...
Can you tell I'm excited to see the mics working again?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Zoom does that thing where they, like, level it out. Well, so they say they do.
Right.
So you can't really get that feel as you and should get the crowd going. The electricity in the air as they feel their real feel. That morning news show on this.
Oh my.
Your KCMS.
Wi-Fi too. Yeah. It's Wi-Fi is not perfected yet either, and so sometimes someone's will be like a little slow, whether it be you or me, and it tries to sort of catch up, and it goes like you're a lamb.
Got that robot voice, huh? One more time. Woo! On that note, let's do the news.
Let's do the news.
Do we have a name for this character?
It's a lamb.
Peter L. Sween, the L stands for lamb.
Right.
Lamb chop.
Look, I don't like to do it a ton, but sometimes you got to hit him with the lamb. So.
Been saying that since Jump Street, Pete. Yep. Been saying that forever. Okay.
Once in a while.
Plug that Unlabeled experience real quick.
Yeah. The Unlabeled Music Services offers an unlabeled experience because we know how exciting it can be to hear yourself recorded professionally.
You've got to give me more than that.
See
you
yourself
are not selling
in
this.
The best light with high quality photography and walk away with an amazing highlight video of your event. We
how
want to bring
you
the
an
exhilarating
editor
experience
in chief of anything
we give to musicians every day.
Oh, there we go.
To crowds and groups of all types. All
right, I'm cutting you off. Pete,
so
you have to work on this, man.
If you don't look like Beyonce, you could feel like Beyonce. The Unlabeled experience.
Pete, you understand that if we get people to actually go
right
to those things.
Right next to Pickleman's.
We might even get a little off the top. You've got to sell it better, man.
The Unlabeled.
There he is.
Experience. Ooh. How about that?
We're getting there. In there.
Corporate events, birthday parties, team builders, holiday parties, bachelorette parties,
there
bachelor parties,
there
and most importantly, special occasions.
There he is. Let's
that?
Do the news. National news. It ain't very good.
The coronavirus hitting all-time highs in parts of the U.S. More than 2.5 million cases. Now more than 125,000 lives lost. Florida's numbers soaring out of control, hitting a new record high of more than 9,600 cases in 24 hours, Miami-Dade County set to close beaches over the 4th of July weekend.
No.
A surge in cases forcing Texas to roll back its reopening plans. More than 5,700 new cases in one day alone. The fifth day of cases topping 5,000. One of the largest hospitals in Arizona activating surge plans to handle COVID cases.
So some bullet points on that, because my man was saying lots of numbers. Global death toll now topping 500,000 people worldwide. Now that's a low number. And you're going to say, well, Hartzell, why is it a low number? Well, everyone says it's a low number because there's testing shortages, unreported cases. And if you watched 60 Minutes last night, Pete, did you? Of course you didn't.
I was watching Irresistible.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's a good call. We had antibody tests, which are those things that kind of show you if you had the virus and if you become, you know, maybe you're going to be immune to it. Well,
right.
It comes to find out, this is according to 60 Minutes, not my reporting. We've been giving out bad antibody test, and we knew about it, and we just kept doing it.
That's right.
So that's
both my parents are antibody positive. Seriously, they've let me know that. They've called me and let me know.
I see what you did there, and I really enjoyed that. Let's take
no, that's real. That's a real thing. They took the antibody test and were positive for antibodies.
Oh, hold on. This is not a joke anymore. They had the virus at one point.
Yeah. Both of them did.
When did you go to New York?
Last week. But that, I mean, we think that
why
they had it way,
are you in this room? We didn't tell me that.
We think that they had it a long time ago.
Oh, we think? Oh, I think I'm fine until I got it. Are you for real?
But antibody is different from coronavirus positive, you know.
Do I know? Do you know? Are you sure? Does anyone know?
Yes. Pouch from the couch.
We're going to have a conversation.
Dr. Pouchy. Look, I said to you, I had a text from you last night. I said, you sure you want me in? I could do the studio one more day.
I didn't have the most recent available data from you. That apparently your folks had it at one point.
Look,
oh
you, what's the
God.
Worst that's going to happen? You could maybe die.
COVID-19 case numbers continue to rise in both Missouri and in Kansas. In Kansas, more than 1,500 cases were reported last week. That's more than 100% increase from earlier this month. Missouri saw an increase, too, throughout June. This week, nearly 2,500 cases were reported. That is an 80% increase from 1,300 cases earlier in June.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know what's an increase? Because a lot of them didn't tell their friends or co-host that their parents may or may not have contracted the disease.
I feel fine. I don't have it.
Oh,
I know that.
Oh, well. It's the end of the world as we know it, but Pete feels fine. I do. You all feel good about that.
Hey, listen. You could rewind the tape. I told you that this was going to be a mess, and you said, no, it's going to be fine. And you said, no, we're not going to shut down. And I said, I don't know. I think people will be in their house with masks and stuff. And
You see what I did? I adjusted to
you
the time.
You came all the way around.
I adapted to to what's going on.
I was there, too,
on.
For a while. And you know what? What are we going to do? Stay inside forever?
Yes. Yes. God, Pete. Oh. Hey, I brought you an extra mask. I brought you a mask, too. I brought a few different masks.
I am actually getting a delivery today of some cloth masks. And I was thinking, too, maybe we could ask our guy Pat for some Charlie Hustle masks. Did you see that they have some?
I did. In fact, I was going to play some Charlie Hustle audio today because they were adjusting to the new normal of getting ready to wear those masks. You know, the mask requirements today. We're going to talk about that,
There's some 96.5 masks, right?
Yeah, Church of Laszlo.
Church of Laszlo.
I went and picked up the boxes. I helped issue them out. Didn't get
just
not
like you're
one
part of the show. Just like you're part of the show.
Interview today. Yay!
That's
we'll
good.
Take a look.
Hands in the air.
Wave them like
you need that job too, because you gotta pay rent now.
Man, you keep reminding me about that. And I always you're right. So I found this audio. This is from Seth Meyers a couple nights ago.
Yes.
These are the countries, Pete, that are better than us right now at lowering the curve. And I'm going to play you this, and it's a long list. And just know that we are not even close to the top 10.
So now our curve is headed back up after months of Americans making tremendous sacrifices to try to flatten it. Meanwhile, there are lots of other countries that really did flatten their curves.
We have Andorra, Australia, Austria, Bhutan, Cambodia, China, Croatia, Cuba, Djibouti, Estonia, Greece, Iceland, Jamaica, Jordan, Kosovo, Latvia, Lebanon, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Mauritius, Monaco, Montenegro, New Zealand, Slovakia, Slovenia, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, Tunisia, and finally Vietnam.
Hey! So we didn't make that list. It was lengthy. So we've got some work to do. Not very encouraging, Pete. It's not. But hey, maybe we can start now. Kansas City, at least. And I guess Wyandotte County too. They're gonna start tomorrow. We're gonna try to lower that curve. We are requiring mask up.
Starting Monday, if you go to your favorite business and walk indoors, you will be required to wear a mask now in Kansas City. We are talking about grocery stores, the city hall, the police department, even your favorite clothing stores. Now, places that are private are exempt, such as private establishments and venues. Kansas City announced the new rules as others across the country, including Texas and Salt Lake City, have put similar ordinances in place.
Haley Summit. Still looking at you, by the way. You have not answered my tweet. Hey, where you at? Because I was driving downtown. There's not one person's doing it in Lee Summit. They ain't nobody doing it up north. Because I've been hanging around there.
Who runs West Bottoms? Is it just like a...
Well, I mean, obviously.
Is it an industrial...
Oh, it's me now.
The guy comes off from working on the railroad, and he says, I'm the mayor of the West Bottoms.
And I get that it's uncomfortable, but it's not really that uncomfortable.
It fogs up my glasses it fogs a little bit, up and it's itchy on my nose.
Okay.
I don't look good in it.
Hold on. Do you have yours on you?
I don't have it with
you. You don't even have it on you! Okay.
It's in the car. Oh, it's in the car.
Yeah, in the car.
I'm probably antibody positive because I was with Dad last week.
Yeah, I know. And here you are with me today. Okay.
Like the chicken pox, man. Yeah. You get it and then you're done.
I had that one.
Mm-hmm. I did too. It was gross.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right, sir. Good.
I need to check. I'm going to check my temperature when I leave this room. Yeah. Protests continue, trying to get some momentum to make the moment a movement. A lot of folks want the chief to resign. Chief Rick Smith. They want him out.
Protesters gathered outside Kansas City, Missouri police headquarters for nearly 4 hours calling for Chief Rick Smith's resignation. The crowd that gathered said Smith promoted a culture that did not value black lives.
Kansas City actually is 4.5% higher than any other metropolitan city in killing black citizens. You cannot have that high of a percentage if it's not something that's coming from the top.
All right, so I'm just going to say this real quick. And before I get into this, Pete, you know the story, and I appreciate you for letting me have this moment. We talked about this last night. This is not about me at all, but I'm going to tell you what happened to me this weekend. I, long story short, was called the N-word repeatedly, was threatened, was approached, was called all sorts of names. And as somebody who works in media, and you got this, Pete, and you mean you've had the weirdos that cover that, you know, the Chiefs fanatics sometimes, or just sports fanatics in general, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've had my car broken into. I've had people meet us in the parking lot with the radio station. It gets all bad. So I, for the first time, decided to reach out and try to file a police report. You know, it sucks that for so many persons of color, it's just kind of something you just suppress and you're like, it's not worth it. You know,
right.
Because if I do it now, guess what? I might do it in 2 weeks, in 2 months, whatever. But I said enough was enough. I'm going to do it by the books. Because you know what? They said they want me to do it by the books. If we're going to have all these quotes and kumbaya moments on the plaza as they're trying to suppress the protest, you know, you say you want us to go about it this way. I'm trying. So I did that. And where I was located, where I was calling, was on the outskirts of North Kansas City in the Kansas City jurisdiction. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And so I ended up calling the Northtown cops, explained them the situation. And they said, oh, my God, you know, Mr. Gray, this is appalling. We feel so terrible. To me, it sounds like a threat and hate speech. And I said, hey, thank you for understanding. You know, and the lady was very, very, very nice. And she tells me as much as she wants to help that I'm not in her area. So I have to call a different station. I eventually get to the Shoal Creek location. That's all I'll say about that. I'm not going to say who I talked to or anything like that. I explain the same story. And the first reaction, the very first thing that she said was, well, I don't think I see a crime there. You know, God knows that we as cops get called all kinds of things.
Right.
It's just the First Amendment. That is her first response.
It's bad.
The first reaction she had as she completely blew me off. I'm repeating. Well, first off, woman, hate speech is not covered by the First Amendment. So you need to look at the Constitution before you start throwing out things you don't know about. And number two, I am actually being physically threatened. He wants to kick my ass. He wants to do all this. Essentially, this person was trying to get me riled up to be someone who does something on camera. And then that goes viral. And look at this angry black man who did this thing to a young white woman. That's essentially what was trying to happen.
Baiting and harassment. Right?
Baiting 100%. But according to Homegirl, nothing to see here. So I ask you, Rick Smith, I ask you, Mayor Q, who we love on this show,
right.
But I ask the entire system, again, if we talk about these bad apples, the tree is rotten. What do you want me to do? That's why I ask you, what do you want me to do? Because if I respond physically to
right.
this guy who is trying to get me worked up.
Right, right, right.
I've been called the N-word so many times in this conversation. Mother effed left and right. So what do you want me to do? If I get physical, then I'm going to jail. Or am I going to jail? Because for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, George Floyd was supposed to be on his way to jail, and he was being murdered. So, again, to the powers that be, what would you have us do? And I say both parts of that story. The lady who was so kind to me at first
right.
and sent me in what she thought was the right direction, and then the lady from Shoal Creek. So I say both of those because that audio we played Friday, man, there will never not be good people. But do you see how hard it is to get there?
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I think, are experiencing this or realizing this for the first time.
Even in this conversation, in the anecdote that you just described, it's something that I never thought about, because if I had been in your shoes that you were going through this thing, I probably would have responded physically. With the idea that in my mind, where I don't have this longstanding inner fear that if the cops show up, like maybe I'll get talked to, maybe I'll get arrested. Am I going to die that day for answering physically? And it sounds like almost merited, you know, to a point. And it, again, I think that's just the grand disconnect. And I think that's what we're working towards. The cops need to be a being in a unit that everybody trusts equally. And no matter, you know, what side you fall on it, I think we can all agree that
that is not the case.
Right. The police should not be a negative barrier of entry.
For anyone.
For anybody.
Right.
For anybody.
Right.
But I'm like, Karen, in this climate, you're going to tell me to take a walk? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, again, as we move on, I just ask, what would you have us do? That's my question. Andrew Jackson, my man, you got to go.
This is not the first time Jackson's legacy has caught up with the county statues. He's a Tennessee slave owner and the master behind the forced march of Native Americans from their homes to the West.
Producing thousands of deaths on the Trail of Tears as these tribes move, and that was his initiative.
County Executive Frank White thinks that his history no longer permits him to have a place of honor in the county. As long as these statues remain, our words about fairness, justice, and equality will continue to ring hollow for many we serve.
There you go. So it's all part of that reckoning, man. It's just the symbols matter. You know, as we see all these statues coming down across the country, you know, that's not the end-all be-all to what's happening right now.
Right.
But, you know, reversing and reclaiming certain symbols, I think that's super important. You got to think that those stuff in the South, you know, Mississippi, they're voting to take away the, well, actually, they're voting to get a brand new state flag, to take away the Confederate emblem, the last state to have it. You know, and so many folks are clinging on to that stuff. And, you know, it's going to be a reckoning. It really is. And again, I just wonder how much we're ready to deal with it. Because you can already kind of tell, and I'm just going to be real with you, that news cycle, we're about to hit it. It's about to run up. Like
right.
the hourglass, that sand, I can see that we're running short on time already.
Well, that was what Peter Vermees was saying to Sporting. A few weeks back. It was the idea that we just can't let it die, mm-hmm. that you have to keep the momentum. And it's not going to be as hot as when protests were happening that week. But at the same time, there's got to be different calendar events that you mark in your calendar. When to vote. When are they are having certain rallies? When are there information sessions? Mm. You know, what can you do proactively to?
And it's also not just voting too. You've got to also like hold your folks accountable. Right. I need to do better at that as well. We are so into this like stan culture thing. Like we defend people to the death, having not known them whatsoever or the background, but like that's my person.
Yeah,
it's so odd. You got to remember that you got to hold these folks accountable. You know, like. They're politicians. At the end of the day, has no one watched Star Wars? They're anyway.
You certainly have, from as I'm looking around. There's no doubt about it that you've seen the movies.
Yeah, that's a segue for a Star Wars story. This went viral, though, so I feel like it's warranted. This mm-hmm. should be on the show. It took off. You remember what kind of broke the internet? Remember the first Star Wars kid from
yes.
way, way, way back when? The first YouTubes?
The I Like Turtles
kid? Yeah. Also, that was great, too. Turtles. Unforgivable. Remember that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, early YouTube. Well, that was then. I think we may have found our new Star Wars kid because he does more than just swing a lightsaber, flailing it. He can do the voices. I mean, I can do a good Obama, but I can't do Palpatine.
Sure.
This guy can.
I love it when you call me Senorita.
I love it when you call me Senorita.
So that's Anakin.
Makes me feel nice.
Oh, Kenobi.
Darth Maul.
I love it when you call me Senorita.
I love it when you call me Senorita.
Kylo Ren.
It's a fitting title, don't you think?
I happen to like it when you call me Senorita.
Han Solo.
Is that a problem?
I love it when you call me Senorita.
I think that's Palpatine, not totally sure.
You and your pathetic rebellion will soon find that I prefer the term Senorita.
Grand Moff Tarkin from A New Hope. The dude's not bad. It's not
right.
terrible.
The only problem I have with that is he avoided to use the only character that any casual fan would know, which is Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Or Chewbacca, even. He didn't use either of them. There you go.
Yeah. That's not bad. Yeah. I could do that one pretty well.
You know what needs to be out of the news cycle is Star Wars.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up with this, no pun intended, as we are trying to get COVID numbers down. It looks like ED, you know what that stands for, erectile dysfunction, is up.
What?
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
There you go. It's a simple question, but 13% of men apparently are looking for help with ED during this crisis. Apparently, you know, we're stressed. And right. Erectile problems are common, usually caused by stress, tiredness, anxiety, or drinking a little too much alcohol. All the things we're pretty much doing right now in quarantine.
Some say it is what you're talking about. Others say it's every day. So it just depends on what type of ED you have.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter, give me a letter. We're not doing sports yet, but give me a letter.
Oh, man.
I got you. Peter T. Swing. The T stands for I'm going to take my time and introduce you to something that we're going to do next on this show. I made a tweet yesterday. I was surprised it had decent engagement. I made a tweet that said, the most important thing I miss about going to the K is I can't be that guy now who turns around and tells his section that song they deserve, that pump up little sounder. That's actually a professional wrestler's entrance music. Because, you know, they've got a lot of those. They got Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hulkamania, right. Running Wild. If you heard my friends, then you heard my pride. I gotta be a man. Naturally, if you had a track, wrestling related or otherwise, what would your intro music be? What would your theme song be?
What would yours be?
No, I want to hear yours first. I want to hear yours first.
Oh, I would be A New Hope from Star Wars. Why?
Come on, man.
What?
I wanted to go with the Imperial March.
Oh, we'll see.
You ruined it for me.
I am.
Give me your legit walk up. You are a Chiefs journalist. You know how important it is to get fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, get amped.
Yep.
What would that Sween sound be?
That's a good question. I think I would go with maybe something by Limp Bizkit. Maybe L.I.M.P. Bizkit is right here.
Keep on rolling,
here we go.
Baby.
I mean, think about
you
this.
You know what time it is.
Oh. Can't argue with it.
I mean, points are being made right now,
you
Pete.
You can't argue with it.
I mean, hold on. He's about to get to it. Because at this point, you're kind of choking up on the bat.
Right.
He's rocking up to the batter's box.
Maybe have
number
the donut.
17, Pete Sweeney.
Still Banks. Still Banks.
I mean, it does still pump, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah! Oh, man. Okay, decent points. Decent
I haven't
points
heard that in
made.
A long time.
Decent points. Oh, I do love Limp Bizkit still. What happened to me? Okay.
Fred Durst.
Yours is better than mine.
Dursty.
Oh, my God. Peter, would you stop? If I'm not going to go Star Wars, and I want that pump up. Actually, you know what? This works because this guy might even be our next president of the United States. So you know what? This is fine.
You got a song by Joe Biden?
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
I mean, you got to go. But the most electrifying man at sports entertainment today.
Right.
Because I always like to think whenever I go out and do stuff, I like to mix myself a little bit of The Rock and Ric Flair. Because you got to be that guy that kind of struts a little bit, kind of flexes more than you probably should. So, yeah, I think I go that. I go The Rock, you go Limp Bizkit. Hell of a playlist right there.
Yeah, it is.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, now we are jazzed up. We're fired up, ready to go. We got that entrance music. We have walked down the ramp. Peter, out of the left corner in blue trim. Sweet!
Yeah, we go from entrance songs to a player who is known for his entrance attire, and that is Cam Newton.
Well done.
Cam Newton is now a New England Patriot.
We said this all along. The Patriots are just the type of team to sit back, wait for the market to settle, and then, when there's not a lot of action, move in and get somebody like Cam Newton, the former NFL most valuable player, signed to a one-year deal. And that's exactly what happened here. There was not a strong market for Cam Newton's services. There was very little market for his services. And so New England was monitoring his outlook all along, and he's got to take the best deal with the best opportunity that he can find. What better opportunity than to go to a Super Bowl contender in New England that just lost Tom Brady and try to replace the greatest quarterback of all time in an offense that's hummed the last 20 years with Brady at the helm?
Yeah, so apparently this has been going on, this courting of Cam, for what has been a lot of the offseason. Cam was looking for somewhere where he could definitely start. He was with the Panthers for nine seasons, went to a Super Bowl, won an MVP. He has dealt with injuries in recent years, and he just hasn't been the same quarterback. The understanding that a lot of people have right now is he's finally healthy, and they think that he should never have been released from Carolina.
They had bad blood, right? Is that in
one? I wouldn't say bad blood, but it isn't great. I mean, they gave up on Cam due to injury. They tried to trade him. And so now what New England does is they go from Tom Brady, who was one of the better quarterbacks of all time, to if Cam Newton, who is only 31, if he can go back to what he was or at least close to it, they shouldn't even really blink here.
He's like 31?
Man,
they talk about this dude as if he's some kind of ancient relic who just, he's only 31.
Right, in quarterback years, I mean, you could go another at least six to nine years. If you go as long as Brady, you could go another 13.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have their quarterback. It's only a one-year deal up to $7.5 million. It's a prove-it deal for Cam, and we'll see how it goes. The Chiefs play the Patriots week four, so that's shaping up to be Patrick Mahomes versus Cam Newton. In the same breath yesterday, about 20 minutes later, news broke that the Patriots were fined for their involvement in filming the Cincinnati Bengals last year. $1.1 million, a loss of a third-round draft pick, and the Patriots TV crew is not allowed to shoot games during the 2020 season.
Oh, so got him!
Penalty probably isn't harsh enough, because this is not the first time the Patriots have been breaking the rules, and get this, if Cam Newton plays well and say he does move on from New England, they would get a third-round pick back because he left them in the way that the...
I like Cam. I'm pulling for Cam. I want to get. I think I get a Newton jersey. No, I'm not.
You're
going to
get
not.
A Newton Patriots jersey?
No, I'm not. I was a Cam guy. He led my...
You're going to get a Patriots
like
jersey in Kansas City?
Ago, when he won that MVP, that man led my fantasy football team, and I pledged allegiance to him.
Do me
since
a favor.
Then.
The next time when the coronavirus is over and you have to do a stage show in Kansas City, why don't you put on that Cam Newton Patriots jersey and see how that goes for you?
Well, I will explain to them that, listen, Cam Newton led the make it Dwayne on them bows to a fantasy football championship. So they'll get it and understand it once I tell them.
I don't think they will, but that's just me. Just disagree. Royals have named their 60-man club. It's a new thing for the shortened season that begins on July 23rd. There's a lot of prospects involved because typically, there would be minor leagues, so this list will allow the organization to work with the players. Some of the players that are on the 60-man include Brady Singer, Jackson Coar, Daniel Lynch, Chris Bubich, Bobby Witt Jr., Asa Lacy, for those wondering, the new draft pick who's supposed to be the best pitcher in the draft. He is not on the list right now because he's very new to the organization, so not ready to, I think, be even close to the big leagues. So they're going to work with him in another capacity. The 60-man pool club will be allowed to work at the K and prepare for the season, which is likely to begin around July 24th. Players will be tested for the coronavirus Wednesday and cleared for practice by Friday, July 3rd. I believe with coronavirus and how it could take out like nine players, this is a way for the organizations to continue to play games. I wonder how this spills into sports like football, where later in the fall, I mean, typically you're allowed 53 players. This is really 30 bonus players. So will the NFL say, okay, you can have 83 players or something like it? We'll see what happens in the league. But
I'm going to put you on the spot. Give me a percentage. Do we have football this fall?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I don't know if it'll start on time, but like anything, what's so hard about this is everyone tries to go on TV and the host will say to the analyst, well, what's going to happen? Like, if the health officials don't know, how the hell am I supposed to tell you if football's going to be out? Like, I don't know.
You don't believe that guy on Twitter? He seems to have it all figured out.
Yeah, right.
The bot seems to always know.
Right. I hope so. I think so. But this could really go off the rails. I think if MLB, NBA, and NHL start and have to stop, then you're looking at, you're in trouble.
That's the worst case scenario. You can't start and stop. Like, you cannot do that.
If these leagues get together and they're able to put together something and get through their season and what would be their playoffs, then yes, of course, there's going to be football. I mean, because then they could point back and say, we understand there's positive COVID tests, but they got through it. We're going to get through it, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay. Whatever.
Look, and the thing is, like my parents, if you have antibodies.
Yeah. I mean, you're not. But take that back, because we don't know how much antibodies you need to be immune. Again, we don't know what we're doing. What are we doing?
You just need one. Just if you have one antibody.
Twitter expert Peter Sween.
You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Softball opens today. Did you know that? Penn Valley Softball Field. Tickets. KCSoftballClub.com.
All right.
Begins at 6:15 if you want to play softball. It's a men's league. They also have co-ed Mondays. Seems a little backwards in the great year of 2020, but whatever you want to do, KC Softball League.
They need to be staying home. Can you wear a mask as you play
softball? Drive-in movie night tomorrow. Guess what they're showing?
Star Wars.
Nope. Even better. Back to the Future.
Ooh, actually, that's pretty good.
Tuesday, June 30th at 9:20. That's at the Boulevard Drive-In.
Did you know, fun fact, I talked to Shedwards about this on Friday.
Big Shed.
For some reason, even though we don't have any movies, the Motion Picture Academy, you know this because you're apparently in the Academy, mm-hmm. they're still keeping track of box office, even though there's nothing being new. So back in the top 10, I think number one or two, since 85, is Back to the Future. It came back on top.
Love that. I love that. It is like when someone who has made a lot of music in their career dies and their Spotify number one.
Pretty much.
Because you want to listen to that dead. Okay. Last event I got to talk about, Pop in the Park for the Kansas City Public Library at the front gates, Kansas City Museum, this part of summer Pop in the Park series. Pop in at the Park will offer no contact assistance to sign children and families up for the summer reading program. Log any books, read throughout the summer, redeem prizes. So it's a way to get your kid to read. So
what's the age requirement? I want to win some stuff. I can
no,
read.
You can't be in this.
I used to do that stuff all the
time. It just says kid.
I'm a kid at heart.
Which is not you. Well, we know that. We do know that. For more information, contact the program's director, Paul Gutierrez, at 816-513-0726 or paul.gutierrez@kcmo.org. This is great. I mean, rather than giving your kid the iPad, maybe get them a couple books and challenge them, and maybe they can win prizes. That's it, man.
Oh, that's it?
That's all.
I just got the song queued up. Yeah. I got a Can I Kick It remix. Oh, no.
Why don't you save this for Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll save it. I kind of like this. Kind of got a little. It's got a little sass to it.
Maybe it could be our new entrance song for the show.
Hey, is this our new walk-up? Oh, here we go. Watch this.
Whoa.
Making his way down the ramp from Death Valley, the Undertaker.
Yeah, that's good work.
It's not bad. That's got legs to it. I could put something together on that. I could do something.
Does it have arms to it? That's the question.
Pete, good to see you, man. Welcome back to the Placeholder Studio, and promptly get the hell out, because I got to sanitize now.
Got to come over here and give me a hug.
I'm not touching you. No. Seriously, man. Are you going to be okay? Like, do I need to be concerned?
I think I'm fine.
Oh, my God, Pete. You got anything you got planned for tonight, tomorrow? What you getting into, man?
No.
Just nothing at all. Just nothing. No, got nothing.
No, I'm just gonna wait for the next show.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being back.
No, it's good to be back.
You know, you're always welcome back in the Placeholder Studios. Just make sure you spray down before you come in.
Sanitize and fantasize.
Ooh, I like that, Pete. Give me a letter. In fact, don't need one. Peter S. Sween. The S stands for sanitize. We'll see you on Wednesday, tentatively, Pete.
Better than sanitation.
The KC Morning Show.
Stinky.
We'll see y'all in the morning. Pete, say goodbye.
Smell ya.